Actor Mark Ruffalo claims America en marche to dictatorship after brown professor who attended Hezbollah leader's funeral is deported. By Jerome Hudson on March 18, 2025. Mark Ruffalo, who apparently cut his international policy teeth starring in Marvel superhero films like The Avengers and during his turn as a Donald Trump-esque political leader in the box office dud Mickey 17, melted down over the deportation of Lebanese Brown University professor and Rhode Island doctor Dr. Rasha Alloway, whom the Department of Homeland Security said attended the funeral of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. First they came for the liver specialist, Ruffalo began before adding a clarion call to his blue sky followers to call your representatives and ask them what they are doing to stop this lawlessness. How are they stopping Trump's march to dictatorship? How are they going to make the president follow the law? Demand they stand up for the legislative branch and the law, his missive concluded. First they came for the liver specialist. Call your representatives and ask them what they are doing to stop this lawlessness? How are they stopping Trump's march to dictatorship? How are they going to make the president follow the law? Demand they stand up for the legislative branch and the law. Image or embed. Mark Ruffalo, at markruffalo.bsky.social. March 17, 2025 at 2:26 p.m. Ruffalo's tirade included a link to a New York Times article that explains the U.S. government's reason for deporting the visa holder, Dr. Alloway. When questioned by Customs and Border Protection officers upon her return to the United States, Dr. Rasha Alloway, who is Lebanese, openly admitted her support for the leader, Hassan Nasrallah, according to a Homeland Security spokeswoman. Dr. Alloway was detained at Boston Logan International Airport on Thursday. A visa is a privilege, not a right, the spokeswoman, Tricia McLaughlin, said in a statement to the New York Times. Glorifying and supporting terrorists who kill Americans as grounds for visa issuance to be denied. This is common sense security. The department did not say how it knew that Dr. Alloway had attended the funeral, which was held in a sports stadium and attracted tens of thousands of people. It also did not respond to questions about whether Dr. Alloway has been accused of a crime or immigration violation. It's unclear what good Ruffalo's demand that people call their representatives would do. The Times also reports that Dr. Alloway's law firm withdrew from the case, telling the court their decision was made as a result of further diligence. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.